Every Christ follower is issued a simple and yet profound invitation. It's an invitation to follow. However, this is not an invitation to follow blindly, because His footprints are there for you to see. Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. If you dare to accept the challenge to follow Jesus in His steps, you will join a long line of faithful followers who have gone before you, both within Fraser Church and around the world. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to Day 18 of In His Steps. Our title today is Barnabas, the Gift of Generosity. Someone once said, by selling his property and freely giving the proceeds to the apostles, Barnabas set a powerful example of selfless giving within the early Christian community. Our text is found in Acts chapter 4, verses 32 to 37. Now the full number of those who believed were of one heart and soul, and no one said that any of the things that belonged to him was his own, but they had everything in common. And with great power the apostles were giving their testimony to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. There was not a needy person among them, for as many as were owners of lands or houses, they sold them and brought the proceeds of what was sold and laid it at the apostles' feet, and it was distributed to each as any had need. Thus, Joseph, who was also called by the apostles Barnabas, which means son of encouragement, a Levite, a native of Cyprus, sold a field that belonged to him and brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet. The early church provides an incredible example of giving for today's churches. Scripture declares, there was not a needy person among them. What a testimony! People sold their land and houses, they entrusted the proceeds to the church leaders, and the church distributed it wisely so that everyone's needs were met. The Life Application Bible Commentary shares the following insight. In summarizing the daily activities of the early church, Luke noted the believers' unselfishness. Surely the church's spiritual unity, all the believers were of one heart and one mind, prompted this material generosity. No one was required to contribute to the needs of others. This communal purse was voluntary. Yet the believers willingly shared everything they had, not holding tightly to possessions, for they felt that what they owned was not their own. The early church was able to share possessions and property as a result of the unity brought by the Holy Spirit working in and through the believers' lives. This way of living is different from communism because the sharing was voluntary. It didn't involve all private property, but only as much as what was needed, and was not a membership requirement in order to be a part of the church. The spiritual unity and generosity of these early believers attracted others to them. One of those givers was named Barnabas. Interestingly, his name means son of encouragement. N.T. Wright provides these comments about Barnabas. Luke uses this note about property sharing in the community to introduce us to a character who will be important as the book of Acts progresses. A man named Joseph was given the name by the apostles of Barnabas, which means son of encouragement. He was a Levite, that is, a member of the Israelite tribe of Levi, which provided the minor officials who worked in the temple. Barnabas provides a concrete example for Luke of someone who sold property and brought the proceeds to the apostles. It may be that the property in question was on the island of Cyprus, where he came from, and where, with Paul, he would go as part of this first overseas missionary journey. But Barnabas, as we see, lived up to his nickname, not only in the matter of his own property, but also when it came to taking risks to help people in a difficult spot. As in his gospel, so here in Acts, Luke keeps popping people like this into his story, not only making it more vivid, but helping us to get a sense of what following Jesus looks like in practice. Scripture not only provides general examples of radical generosity, but also gives us specific illustrations like Barnabas. May the son of encouragement, along with other anonymous givers, inspire you to be a generous giver. Some questions today. What example does the early church provide for the whole church today? In what ways does Barnabas's example encourage your individual giving? Why do you think the giving of the early church was so inspiring and contagious? May we all be givers today. Be blessed.